Over the past 6 years, more than 100,000 foreigners living in the U.S. who were convicted and jailed were deported after they served their time. About 1,000 Haitians have been sent back to their homeland in this way. Most were brought to the United States as children, and now they face the stigma of being both ex-cons and foreigners in a country they barely know. NPR's David Wellner has this report on Haiti's deportees.
If you're a foreign resident in the U.S., whether you're there legally or not, the law now gives you only one strike and you're out. That is, if you've served time for a felony, your next stop after prison and a court hearing is virtually certain to be your homeland, no matter if you have family still living in the States.
My name is Claude Deliverance. I had been residing in the United States for approximately 11 years. And my whole entire family is residing in the United States also.
26-year-old Claude Deliverance has been back in Haiti for almost 2 years now. Before that, he did 3 years in a federal prison in New York for something he now says was quite stupid, selling crack cocaine in his neighborhood in Queens. Deliverance says the bigger punishment was being deported to Haiti.
Well, when I first got to the airport, I could say it's like I just jumped into a desert. I didn't know where I was, you know, and it was like real hot. They had the immigration people talking to me. They asked me, do I know where I'm going? And I was like, nah, I don't really know where I'm going, until I remember one address my mother had given me.
Deliverance was lucky. The friend of his mother who lived at that address agreed to take him in until he could get his feet on the ground. But like most deportees, this burly man had forgotten the Creole language of his childhood. And he quickly discovered there were no jobs to be had in Haiti.
Every day I stay home, you know. Sometime I might go out and walk around the neighborhood, get familiar with the neighborhood, you know. And that's when I started finding a lot of guys that I know that used to live in the United States with me.
My name's Touche. I was in the U.S. for 17 years.
Touche is one of the friends Deliverance found. Wiry and bespectacled, he was also deported after serving a 3-year jail term, though he won't say what it was for. And he, too, is less than thrilled about being back in Haiti.
That's bad. I mean, it's just like you're coming out of heaven going straight to hell type thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like one big penitentiary. Let me put you this way. Haiti's like one big penitentiary. Survival of the fittest type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Having left Haiti when he was 7 and grown up in the prosperous suburb of Stamford, Connecticut, Touche's found it hard to reconcile his privileged past with his impoverished present.
Well, this is the big shocker here, the toilets. When I first came down here, toilets don't flush. You know, there's just one big hole, and man, it's wild. There's no toilet paper, you know, and well, there is toilet paper, but for the rich. And everything you should take for everyday type thing, milk, apples, a burger, you know, it's a luxury down here. It's a wild country. It's a wild country, wow.
Touche left behind a daughter in the States who's now 10, and he has a 2-year-old son in Haiti with another woman. He's hard up for money, he says, but he refuses to work at the clothing assembly plants on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince. He calls their $2-a-day salary slave wages.
Me personally, I'm trying to live. If I can do it legit, then it's legit. But if it's the hard way, then it's the hard way, you know. This is like two classes, the rich and the poor. And right now, I'm in the poor category, trying to get into the rich category.
Touche, Deliverance, and 3 other deportees sit around a table on a warm evening in the living room of an American, Michelle Carson. A few months ago, she and these men formed a group they call an Alternative Chance. Carson, who once worked with recently released inmates in her native New York, says she's had some trouble getting funding for the project.
In this culture, it's very hard for people to understand, why would you do a project helping men, first of all, typically, you know, young adults, let them fend for themselves. But why would you help people who were in trouble or who've been convicted of crimes when there are children starving in Haiti?
If enough money does come through, Carson hopes an Alternative Chance can provide orientation and possibly even jobs for ex-cons who've been deported. She says the idea is to keep these men from turning back to crime.
Obviously, criminal deportees do commit a certain percent of crime in Haiti. I mean, obviously, the guys have talked about that. I mean, people do have to try to survive.
Karshen herself makes a living working as a press officer for the Haitian government. She started Alternative Chance on her own. As part of the project, Karshen has begun training sessions to help the deportees join the mainstream in Haiti.
What does Article 25 mean? Any unnecessary force or restraint in the apprehension of a person or in keeping him under arrest or any psychological...
In a storeroom in a government building the next day, Michelle Karshen holds up a copy of Haiti's 9-year-old constitution. She's trying to get the men up to speed on what their rights are if they're arrested.
Just, and you have to see the judge within 48 hours.
Don't they give you a lawyer in jail if you can't afford one? They don't do that here?
Like they ask you, any people here, they ask you for money.
As the deportees struggle to come to terms with being strangers in their homeland, the prospects for them in Haiti's devastated economy are hardly promising. But their group, An Alternative Chance, has begun to make some money teaching courses about the internet, which has just arrived in Haiti, and selling handicrafts. Next month, Touche will start college in Port-au-Prince, studying business administration on a small scholarship funded by An Alternative Chance. And the Haitian government has just set up an interministerial commission to help out criminal deportees, who've recently been arriving from the U.S. at a rate of more than 80 a month. I'm David Wellner reporting.